It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Val Kilmer passed away, which you alerted me to this morning. R.I.P. Val Kilmer. So many great movies. Cool dude.
Very.
Super cool dude.
Yep.
And I don't know if you're allowed to do this today, but people are doing it on the interwebs. Best Batman.
I mean, it's easy.
It's easy.
I don't know who you're going to say.
I mean, it's my favorite actor of all time, and it should be every single Pittsburgher's Batman.
The guy who played Val Kilmer? Or guy who played Candyman?
Michael Keaton?
Is that the way it's viewed everywhere or
yes,
just here?
That's the way it's viewed everywhere.
A lot of people writing in Christian Bale.
No. Michael Keaton. I mean, I don't even think it's a competition. It's not even a competition.
I'll tell you who I didn't like was Pierce Brosnan.
He didn't play Batman.
I'm thinking of James Bond.
Yes, he was James Bond.
I'm absolutely on a roll right now.
You are on a roll. Can you name?
Don't do it.
Can you name?
Don't
okay,
do
you
it.
You have Kilmer, you have Bale, you have Keaton. Who is the other Batman in the movies? Especially the ones in the 90s. The one in the 90s other than Keaton.
Adam West.
No, he was in the 60s.
Well, I mean, I was just naming Batmans.
Who is the Batman in like 1995 in Batman and Robin?
Clooney.
There you go. Good job. Mm-hmm. Good job.
With Mr. Freeze.
Yes, who was Mr. Freeze?
That was terrible. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There you go. Good job.
And you also had Jim Carrey in that.
He was in the one before.
Right. He was the
Batman Forever.
Riddler.
Yeah. Yes.
And you had Robin, and those were bad. But I loved him as a kid.
Loved him as a kid.
But you go back, you compare those to the Dark Knight ones, or even the Michael Keaton
They're
ones.
Different.
Yeah, with Jack Nicholson as the Joker. All time great.
Yes.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Actually, they're all good. With the exception of Clooney.
Yes.
And I love Clooney. Like, Clooney's great and all kind of other stuff. Like, Ocean's 11. Like, that movie rocks.
Mm-hmm.
One of my all-time favorites.
Even Clooney, I think, said on the record was, like, biggest mistake of my career was playing Batman. And I think that Affleck said that as well.
Really?
So he was another one. He was all right. I mean, I didn't mind him. But I know that Michael Keaton, whenever he was cast to play Batman back in, like, 88... Before the movie came out, people hated it. They like boycotted the movie. They boycotted him. They're like, because his movies before Mr. Mom and everything, they're like, you're going to have this guy play Batman. Are you serious? And like, he was getting a lot of hate.
You think about the range from Mr. Mom to Batman?
Insane. Mm-hmm. Beetlejuice was in the same year.
Oh, man.
Beetlejuice came out in 88 and Batman came out in 89.
I listened to an hour plus long podcast where the hosts interviewed Michael Keaton. Fascinating dude.
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating, dude.
Just loves the Pirates.
Dropping F-bombs left and right. I wonder if he'll be there on Friday.
He'll show up at games every once in a while.
There was a while there he was kind of upset with the team and
yes,
like estranged. And then he voiced a bunch of stuff for them. And I mean, the older you get, romantic about baseball.
Yeah.
You're tan.
Yeah. But it's hands down Michael Keaton.
How do you rank him? You gotta be very careful here.
You gotta be careful.
Feel like you gotta go Kilmer number two.
No.
You have to.
Bale.
Today.
No.
Bale did a great job.
Kilmer was in, like, he was his own guy in the '80s, you know, with Top Gun and everything. Mm-hmm. Like,
overrated movie.
Yes, it is.
I hate to do that.
Second one was better than the first
Second one way better. I was incredibly underwhelmed by the first one.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Maybe we should
have seen it until it was too late.
Right, same here. I only watched it like for the first time 3 years ago.
Me too. When I heard that they were in the process of making a new one, I went and watched Top Gun. And that's the thing. Like, if you watched it
in like 1990,
and I realized this is going to be sacrilege to you because like Jaws holds up.
Yes.
But seeing it when it came out, totally different than people watching it now with the graphics that we have and the CGI and everything they probably do. Same kind of thing with Top Gun. Like,
yes.
Back then, it's like, holy cow, we never seen this before.
Right.
And so some of the air theatrics and things of that nature were quite stimulating to the eye. Now we see that kind of stuff on, you know, CBS TV on weeknights. Right. And you'll hear Kevin Harlan on True TV be like, coming up tonight, Queen Latifah does backflips in the air.
In The Equalizer.
Which has been running for like a decade. And I remember seeing that promo. It was like, Impractical Jokers on True TV, and don't miss Queen Latifah in The Equalizer. I'm like,
you got a picture of Queen Latifah smiling like, hey.
She's like a 50-year-old woman just beating the snot at a 22-year-old like, criminal.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's going through menopause.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.